About 25 years ago, Moshe Fuchs and his wife had just gotten married, and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. One of the things they were very much looking forward to was to visiting Gedolim, great leaders, Torah leaders that live in Eretz Yisrael, and receiving a bracha from them as they embark on their new life together. They would like a bracha that they should have health and happiness and prosperity and children. They were very, very much looking forward to that. So when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they settled down. No sooner did they have a little bit of rest than they began to plan visits to Gedolim to receive their bracha. Already then, 25 years ago, it wasn't always so easy to get into a Rav, to get into a Rebbe, to get into a Rosh Hashiva. Sometimes you had to wait, you had to make an appointment, you had to wait. And it took time. So they would spend their Fridays, during the week they were very busy, they would spend their Fridays in the mornings going to Gedolim. And being that they lived in Yerushalayim, of course they started with the Gedolim that they were familiar with in Yerushalayim. And then one week they decided, they planned a visit to the city of Bnei Brak. In the city of Bnei Brak lived the great, great, among other leaders, but the great Stipler Gaon, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Tzadik Livracha, the father of the great leader that we know of today, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, should live and be well. The Stipler Gaon, unfortunately at that time, was ill, and Moshe and his wife weren't sure if they'd actually be able to get in to get a bracha. And sure enough, before they planned their trip, they made a phone call to somebody who was familiar with the Stipler situation. And sure enough, unfortunately, at that point he was already very ill. So they knew that they wouldn't be able to get in to receive a bracha from him. But there were other Gedolim. It was Rav Shach. And other Gedolim that they were interested in meeting. And they went to Bnei Brak, they traveled to Bnei Brak, and they left themselves a little bit of time so that if they have to wait in a waiting room, or they have to wait for an appointment, sometimes you come and they say, come back in an hour. They left themselves some time. And they went to three or four Gedolim, and by each one, they were turned away. The Rav is not home. He's not going to be home for Shabbos. The Rav is not feeling well. And they were really disappointed. They said, you know, here we made the trip out to Bnei Brak from Yerushalayim. It's about an hour's trip. It's unfortunate. We really wanted to meet a Gadol, at least one, and receive a bracha. So they decided, being that they didn't have much to do, they decided they're going to go to the Beis HaKvaris, to the place, the cemetery in Bnei Brak, where there is buried many tzaddikim from the last few decades. So they went there and they visited. There's the Ponovitcher Rav is there, and many other Gedolim, and they davened in the merit of the tzaddikim, that it should be for them, for a schus, for their marriage and for their lives. And then, time was getting a little late, they decided they have one more place to go, and that was the kever of the Chazon Ish. I'm sure many of you here have heard of the Chazon Ish, one of the great, great leaders. About 50 years ago in Klal Yisrael. And the Chazon Ish had a monument on his grave, and they took a look at it and they couldn't believe it. It was covered with a tremendous amount of rocks, as is the minhag. that when people go to daven by a kever, they put a rock there. But besides that, they try to move away the rock so they could see what's written on the monument. And they realized it was caked up with dirt over time, the weather. And it really didn't look that great. So Reb Moshe decided, him and his wife, that they're going to spend a few minutes, out of the honor for the Chazon Ish, they're going to clean off the tombstone so that people should be able to read it, and it should be a true honor for the Chazon Ish, for this great tzaddik. And so they spent some time scraping and scrubbing, and slowly, slowly, the tombstone began to look better and better and better. It was a Friday afternoon. They knew that they had to get back home to Yerushalayim. They had to catch a bus. The bus itself was an hour. So they really had to be careful with their time. So they did the last few bits of work, and they took a step back, and they looked, and they realized that they had done a very nice job. Even from a little ways away, you could actually see the wording and the things that were written on the tombstone, and it was a true honor for the Chazon Ish. They went home, they took the bus, they went home, and a few days later, I don't remember what day of the week it was, but a few days later, the Stipler Goyim unfortunately passed away. Now anybody who's been to the Beis HaKoros in Bnei Brak knows that the Stipler Goyim is buried right next to his brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish. Right there. And so there were thousands of people by the Levaya, and thousands of people got to see, if there was ever a time that it was important that there be an honor for the tombstone of the Chazon Ish, that was the time. It was a huge Levaya for the Stipler, and all those people were able to read and see the tombstone of the Chazon Ish. And Moshe Fuchs and his wife, later that week, were looking through the newspaper, and they had pictures of the Levaya, and they were able to see very clearly amongst the many, many people, the big crowds that came to the Stipler's Levaya, they were able to very clearly see that right in the middle of the crowd there was that tombstone of the Chazon Ish that was very easily readable because of their special mitzvah that they did to honor this tzaddik. They weren't sure why they had that extra time. They went to Bnei Brak thinking they had to meet Gedolim. It turned out that they had the extra time, and that's where they went to the Beis HaKoros. And Hashem put them in place to do a special mitzvah and honor a tzaddik way, way, way after the tzaddik passed away.